You are now listening to Jess is Lit on CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Musqueam people at the University of British Columbia. Welcome back, everyone, to Jess is Lit. It is a beautiful day outside, lots of wind and sunshine, so I hope everyone's taking advantage of the nice weather. Today is an exciting day back in the radio station. There's going to be a lot of poetry and some cool songs that I have chosen for you guys. We will get right back into some fun times after some ads, PSAs, and some show promos. And after those, I will let you guys know the whole list of things for today. And so, yeah, without further ado, here are some breaks.
It's Nardwar, the human serviette, and you're listening to Unceded Airwaves on CITR 101.9 FM at doo-doo-loo-doo-doo-doo.
We have been called the Indians.
Justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
Virus took on many shapes, the bear, the elk, the antelope.
Hosted by the Indigenous Collective of CITR 101.9 FM, Unceded Airwaves unveils the hidden pages of Indigenous history and contemporary existence. Collective meetings are hosted on Thursdays at 6 p.m. in the lower atrium of the Nest CITR station, with a remote option as well. We are back and looking for passionate folks to contribute to the process of putting together our weekly radio show. Our community centers Indigenous joy, excellence, and current issues. Friends and allies are welcome. No experience is necessary. Come learn with us. Our Instagram is Unceded Airwaves, and that's the best way to keep up with us. If you're interested in getting involved or you have any questions, email me, indigenouscollective@citr.ca.
The 47th Vancouver Folk Music Festival comes to Jericho Beach Park, July 19th to the 21st. Come hear amazing music from around the globe. Celebrate the best weekend of your summer with artists like the great Jeremy Dutcher, the Milk Carton Kids, Palestine's 47 Soul, VCUC from Soweto, political singer-songwriters Iris Dement, and the UK's Grace Petrie. Listen to Desert Blues from Etran Delaire, Czar Electric from Morocco, Ireland's James Vincent McMorrow, plus artists from Mexico, New Zealand, Ukraine, and so much more. Come experience a weekend of music and magic. We'll see you at the beach for Vancouver Folk Music Festival. Info and tickets can be found at thefestival.bc.ca. Early bird tickets are on sale until June 14th.
Known for music brimming with alt-rock angst, Frances of Delirium has just released her highly anticipated debut album, Lighthouse, a project which has shifted to embrace a more vulnerable and open sonic palette, weaving in elements of pop alongside rock to create Gen Z anthems that resonate universally and celebrate the beautiful things of the world. Join Frances of Delirium June 6th at the Fox Cabaret in Vancouver. You can visit foxcabaret.com to find out more.
You are invited to volunteer for Spicesisim Garden. Get away from the rat race. Get back to the land. Heal. Reconnect with yourself. Touch grass. Find a quiet place among the plants and find a quiet place inside yourself. Check us out on Facebook at Indigenous Garden UBC Farm, or visit the Swissessism Indigenous Garden located at UBC Farm just off of Ross Road.
We are back with Jess's Lit. Those were some ads, PSAs, and some show promos. But yeah, like I said before, before the break, today is an exciting day with a lot of poetry and some songs. But yeah, for the poetry section, what today's going to look like is I will read some poems that I have found. I'll explain in detail a bit later. But through some poetry readings in between, I will play some songs. I've chosen three that I've chosen from the Lower Mainland, artists from the Lower Mainland, and so that would be a fun, I guess, appreciation for our local artists in Vancouver and the Lower Mainland. And for the poetry side, I was doing some research on, you know, some varieties of poems, and I realized that I was lacking some youth-related poems, and so I was delving into that sort of thing and found a perfect collection of poems. It's also Canadian, which makes it better. And it's basically a collection of poems from Toronto. It's called A Book of Poems, Expressions from Our Youth. And what this is that basically it's a collection of the winning poems. So it's basically a, I guess, contest that kids do. It ranges from grade 4 to grade 12, and it relates to the children and students living in the Greater Toronto Area. And all entries were judged on quote-unquote originality, creative imagination, characterization, artistic quality, adherence to the topic, and rules established for the contest. And it was a competition of poetry, a really, really fun event. I think it was hosted for the first time in 2009, and it's hosted from the UNHCR Toronto office, which is short for United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees, and COSTI Immigrant Services organized, both of them organized the first Refugees and Human Rights Child and Youth Poetry Contest in commemoration of World Refugee Day on June 20th. And so basically the purpose of this contest was to bring human rights education, in particular the awareness to the refugee situation, to the Canadian classrooms, with a variety of inclusivity and just acceptance with a wide variety of people. And, you know, just by asking youth to write poetry about refugees and, you know, the rights of humans and just the basic rights that humans acquire and should acquire. Those things were, I guess, acting as a tool to encourage Canadians and Canada's future as a whole to think as humanitarian and quote-unquote compassionate leaders towards their brothers and sisters living worldwide. And so I thought this was an amazing piece of poetry, and just to kind of deviate from the usual that we do in regards to poetry readings. And so, yeah, without wasting any more time, we'll get right into it. And the poems that I will read today will be the award recipients. And so, yeah, we'll get right into it. This one was group one, and this was sections grade 4 to 6. So I'll be reading the poems that were awarded from the ranges of grade 4 to 6 for now, and then once we, I guess, progress up to the grades, I will let you guys know. And so, yeah, this poem is called The Comparison, from Michael Siracco, from Pope John Paul II, grade 6, age 11, and this was written in 2011, so how old are you? You guys do the math on that one. But yeah, Michael won first place with this, so let's give this a read. The Comparison. I wake up to the short chirps of birds. He wakes up to gunfire and terror. I go to school with no fear. He goes to school in fear of the secret. I speak my mind freely at recess. He keeps it quiet, hoping not to let anything out. I think about what my parents are doing. He's hoping to see his parents when he gets home. When I get home, I start conversation. When he gets home, there is complete silence. I play Xbox to relax with my brother. He hopes that nobody tells their secret. I go to bed hoping for an amazing new day. He goes to sleep hoping to be alive in the morning. Now that was from Michael Sirocco, a first place poem. That was really good. I really liked his poetry, his use of words, and very simplistic, but gets to the point of the realities and the differences of the lives of people. This one was from Victoria E. Calista from W.H. Morden Public School, grade 6 at the time, age 12. This was written in 2010, and it also received a first place prize. Rose in the Garden. I am born, I sprout, olive-stemmed and stout, my petals like a cool satin, their flowers starting to fatten. I feel the bladed edge as I'm removed from the sedge, earth padded round my boots, round my roots, as I am planted near the fruits. I grow and I flower, more stunning by the hour, but soon you forget about me, no watering, no food, nothing but thee. Footsteps, heavy, boots, a bang, a gun shoots. Men of war, I find out, as I am trampled by scouts. Guns, blood, killing and more, I'm shocked by the amount of gore. I'm so withering and small, with no care at all. Where am I ask. In death do I bask? Has your war killed me? Or am I still that budding rose in the garden? From Victoria E. Calista, that was Rose in the Garden. Wow, these poems are really nice. I'm not sure who said this, but I think it actually was my dad who said this, but learning from everyone from all ages and from all places of all sorts, never be biased in what you can learn by reading poems from whoever, and in this case by children or little students. You could learn a lot from their way of conveying the messages of worldwide situations and events. And in this case, you do learn a lot from everything. And the way they express their thoughts on this tragic subject is really, really good and compelling to read. This one is from Kasidha Raja Kasseri. I apologize if I pronounce the names wrong. They're kind of hard sometimes. She's from H.A. Halbert Junior Public School, grade 5 at the time, age 10. Also received a first prize, and this was written in 2009. It is called I'm Leaving. Boom, boom, boom. Gun sounds here, bomb sounds there. I'm not safe. I need a place of safety. Where there are no guns, no bombs, I'm leaving. No, 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 I can't leave now. What about my baby chicks? What about my little puppy? He woke me up every morning. What about my grandpapa? What about my grandmama? She always makes me fresh tea. What about my straw house? It always keeps me warm. Boom, boom, boom. Not again. Guns and bombs everywhere. I have to leave. Leaving all my best buddies. Leaving my grandparents, leaving all my favorite things, leaving all my happiness. I have no choice but to leave, and I know that I will be safe in the new place, but I will get my happiness back. That's a good question to leave off of here. But I will get my happiness back? That question mark, in my opinion, did a lot of impact with how the poem, I guess, progressed. And just the word choices and the flow of the poetry, I'm really liking it so far. The next one is from Madeline Raposo, Queen of Heaven Public School, grade 5, then age 10. And this one received a second place prize, written in 2011. called These Shoes. Here I am again in this hot and lonely place working, hard and feeling so much pain. I don't have enough energy to go on. The day drags. I just can't bear this heat. I wish I could eat. As I work here in the dark, wondering about my next attempt to escape my life seems so stark, I start to think of all the boys and girls who will wear these shoes on their feet. These shoes they will wear everywhere, just like the other 100 pairs I have made. If only I could have my own, I could skip and play all day instead. I worry and I am scared. All I need is to eat and put something on my feet. Why, oh why me, I wish I had a voice to speak and the freedom to run and play. A life like the kids who wear these shoes, what can I do? What will you do? Do you have a say? Now, I like how he emphasized the shoes, because shoes are, you know, an important thing to have when you do daily tasks. And he's explaining how, or Madeline is explaining how, you know, the people who are going through these wars and the refugees have no money, or they don't have the necessities to buy these basic things like shoes. And if you, you can't see it, but when I'm reading it, the line breaks that occur is really, I guess, random in a sense, but I feel like if you read this more and more, you'll start to see purpose into these line breaks. And the capitalization of the words are arbitrarily seen and placed throughout the whole poem, and there's not many punctuations that sort of give a sense of, how should I say it? There's just a lot of run-on sentences in this poem, which also kind of gives you a sense of, to me, it kind of gives me a sense of a child in desperate need of something speaking. And I'm not sure if Madeline was trying to do that on purpose, but it kind of seemed that way to me. And it was really enjoyable. Good poem. The next one is called Someone Else's Work. This was from Nivedika Kethes from Roberta Bondar Public School, then grade 6, age 12. And this one received a second place prize and was written in 2010. Someone Else's Work. I will grow tomatoes when you've set me free. I will live at home in peace where all will let me be. I will wake up cheerful in the morning to the sun. I will feel at peace at last once my freedom has won. All I want is to feel safe, relaxed, calm, and free. I have been good to fellow men. Well, why aren't they good to me? I try to keep my head up high. Imagine the day when I will be allowed to fly, when I will go away. And wrap myself in someone's arm who knows me as I am. I try to think about that day as hard as I try I can. I will wake up smiling in the morning sun. I will kiss the one I truly love once this battle's done. I will grow tomatoes in my garden in the grass and tie my hair behind my head. And when the storm has passed, I will sit up late at night with cats and cups of tea. I will live no more in fright once I have been set free. I only want this misery and fear and pain to end. I only want a life at peace surrounded by my friends. But that will be another day. Today I must remain within the madness of this place in fear, hope, and pain. But always I hold up my head, imagining the day when I will be allowed to go, when I will fly away. Not now. It isn't over yet. I must sit out my time, as I have done for all these years, for someone else's work. Great piece of poetry from Nivedka. I love how she gave us hope at the end, which is something that everyone needs, hope, and just confidence that this, whatever you're going through, will be okay and will be fixed. And this this poem really hits out to everyone going through struggles, in this case, the struggles of the refugees. But I think everyone can benefit from this poem. And just like how she mentions on the second to last line, not now, it isn't over yet. I must sit out my time. Have patience with whatever you're doing, and I am confident everything everything that you're hoping for will work out in the future. Now, these were several poems receiving first places and second places. They are phenomenal so far, and I'm expecting great pieces afterwards. But I will play the first song that I've chosen for today. It is from a local artist from Vancouver. Her name is Madison Gifford, and she is from Vancouver, and her songs are deeply moving and immersive, airy and captivating, and she skillfully balances the raw emotions and curiosity of her youth with an impressive mastery of her craft, defying her 19 years. Having sung for as long as she can remember, Gifford's music and her lyrics create a mesmerizing blend of innocence and experience that fully captivates her audience. And so without further ado, this is Madison Gifford's Voulez-Vous. I think that's how you pronounce it, but V-O-U-L-E-Z, V-O-U-S. And yeah, let's give this a go.
Standing still in a room that spins around. Smoke in the corner and I can't hear a sound. You're in a back room, one drink and each hand. You can't see that I'm playing pretend. One more shot, another round. I watch the guardrails hit the ground. I wanna leave, wanna leave, wanna leave. I do, but I don't wanna leave with you.
That was Madison Gifford's Voulez-Vous. I got the pronunciation right, I hope. The song was talking about Voulez-Vous. And so, but yeah, before we move on to some poetry, I just realized that my grandparents are listening to my show all the way from Korea, South Korea. And so if you guys, Grandma and Grandpa, if you guys are listening, hello, how are you guys? I will call you after I finish off my show. They visited me many times in the studio when they came to visit my family here in Vancouver, and so giving them a shout out, Grandma and Grandpa in South Korea. I hope you guys can join me anytime soon. But yeah, let's get back into some more poetry. We left off with Navidka's Someone Else's Work. We will move on to Eden Schwartz from Cosburn Middle School, then grade 6, age 12, receiving a second prize, and this poem was written in 2009. It's called Invisible Difference. Walking home, I saw you. You didn't see me. I passed right in front of your eyes. You could have smelled my strawberry-scented hair. I saw the stick. You did too. But you didn't see me. I was watching you, not watching me. I tripped, fell. The grave came up too fast. I saw the streams of blood running down my leg in the newly formed grave crevices before I felt the searing pain. But you didn't see me. I could have died and you would have not seen me. Because I was different from you, you would not have seen me. Really compelling poem. This is, I think it's getting better as I move on. I mean, not saying that the ones before were not as good, but geez, these poems are so good. You know what, guys? I think I should look into poetry from the youth more often for my future episodes, because I am having such a good time reading these poems. They're so good. The wordplay, and in this case, this poem, the way they placed the words in random places to kind of let the readers or listeners or readers, actually the readers, kind of get a sense of the priority and the emphasis of words is just really, really good. I'm having a really good fun time doing this. The next one is from Alejandra Gomez Monteo from St. Stephen's Catholic School, grade 4. Age 9. Hold on a second. Yeah, from St. Stephen's Catholic School, grade 4, age 9, third prize, 2011. Called My Wish. People are lost. People should not hit or hurt anyone. Those with power hurt those without power. It happens. I hit you. You hit me. Others. That is the circle of violence. Humans need food, shelter, water, air, space, safety, love, courage, hope, beliefs, and to belong. Without rights, we become lost. People are lost, but if we can help, then maybe no one will be lost. People are mean, they treat others bad. People kill also. But if everyone get together and fought for what they need, our world would be peaceful. But things also happen for a reason. Maybe some people don't understand each other, so maybe this is pushing us to find ourselves together. My wish is for all people to be found. Another great poem with a deep message, and the last sentence, my wish is for all people to be found, really hits deep in the heart, and I do too. I do think that, not think, I do wish for all people to be found and to find themselves also. And this poem really elaborates on the genuine questioning abilities that kids have and just the open-mindedness that kids acquire and that I think everyone should acquire in questioning everything. And I think that, you know, as long as you're open-minded and you have the ability to listen and just talk, you know, so many people nowadays, in my opinion, have problems with listening and just talking with each other and having discussion with whatever subject it may be. I think that having healthy discussions, it could also be disagreements, having disagreements and talking with others and just sharing each other's opinions, no matter how different they may be, I think is the pathway for people to find themselves and for peace to occur. You know, and this My Wish poem really elaborates on that, the questioning of circumstances and situations and events and just the realities that people go through. Talking about those things, questioning those things, is an important aspect in life and in the journey to find oneself and others. The next one is from Bishal Thapa from Nahaini Way Public School, grade 4 then, age 9. This one received a third prize, 2010 written, called War Versus Peace. In Iraq, there is war. In Canada, there is peace. In Iraq, I see blood on streets. In Canada, I see blood on Halloween costumes. In Iraq, I see and hear guns. In Canada, I see and hear guns in movies. In Iraq, I see rockets blasting. In Canada, I see toy rockets blasting. In Iraq, I sleep on the floor. In Canada, I sleep on a cozy bed. In Iraq, my dreams to stay alive. In Canada, my dreams becoming a scientist. In Iraq, there's lots of hating. In Canada, there's lots of loving. In Iraq, I hear scream of torture. In Canada, I hear scream of happiness. In Iraq, I have a broken shelter. In Canada, I have a hard and a safe shelter. In Iraq, I walk. In Canada, I ride my bike. In Iraq, I go to dirty places like streets with blood. In Canada, I go to clean places like Niagara Falls. In Iraq, they call me enemy. In Canada, they call me friend. In Iraq, they call me terrorist. In Canada, they call me Bishal. In Iraq, I see soldiers trying to kill me. In Canada, I see soldiers trying to protect me. Now, nice contrasting poem with completely different, I guess, situations from Iraq and Canada. It was a neatly written poem, War Versus Peace. She completely separated both countries in literary terms. Like, literally, she separated them and kind of wrote list ways, kind of listed the contrasts between Canada and Iraq, which was really, I guess, graphic for me, at least. Gave me a vivid picture of where I live and how my life kind of goes about. And the life that goes about in Iraq, where I believe she is from, or he is from. And so this one was also a really nice poem. The next one is called If the World Could Be One, from Samantha Riddle, from Cosburn Middle School, then grade 5, age 11, receiving a third place prize. And this poem, If the World Could Be One, was written in 2009. If the world could be one, would we make the right choices? Would we know what the right choices are? If we made mistakes, could we fix them or leave them? Could we trust each other, or will our rivalries from our ancestors interfere? Would war be over, or would it just be starting again? Would we accept our responsibilities, or would we put them off and break the chain? If the chain broke, we would mend it, or would we split it off into different groups and never rejoin it as one? Are we on the right road to success? Or do we need to slow down and think, what is success? We all do, inch by inch, step by step, mile by mile, help out on the way in order for the world to be one. Amazing poem. And I think that we should be questioning these when contemplating on what success is at all. And for success to happen, like I said before with the previous poems, questioning is a necessity. And I think that we should all sit down and think to ourselves, how can we better ourselves? And how can we better the world? And I think it's a really important piece of work from Samantha Riddle, If the World Could Be One. Now, before we move on to more poems, we have another song that I have chosen. This one is from Desiree Dawson, called Just Fine. She is a recording artist, songwriter, producer, and yoga teacher from Vancouver, BC, and she identifies as queer and Black. She is deeply passionate about using music as a tool for collective healing, inspiring listeners to connect with themselves and others, and the surrounding environment. So without wasting more time, this is Desiree Dawson, Just Fine.
I have have an issue, I'm trying to find some answers in the storybook. I am light just like a dancer, moving gracefully, but then it feels like I'm stuck. There's a door that I cannot seem to open up. I found the lock, I found the key, I found some reasons why. When I'm closest to my dreams, I don't wanna try. I found a hammer and some nails, so it's time to play. Step into the wild. There is a part of me that knows that I'll be just fine. There is a part of me that knows it's all in my mind. There is a part of me that knows that I'll be just fine. Just fine. I have this part of me that always tries to keep me safe. Another part that seems to sign me up for every race. They fight, yeah, they try to show who's best. So now I mediate. I'm always stuck cleaning the mess. I found a broom, the time to sweep. I found some reasons why. I throw myself down on the ground when every cell says fly. From way down here, the sky is clear. The ground supports my weight. Step into the wild. Knocking at the door, I'm gonna head out back. Go on and explore, you are persistent. I recall this from the past. There's intention in my heart, so you can't hold me back. There is a part of me that knows that I'll be just fine. There is a part of me that knows it's all in my.
That was Just Fine by Desiree Dawson. Now we will move on to some more poetry. This would be the award recipients from Group 11, or Group 2, grades 7 to 8. So yeah, we are getting a bit older now. So here we go. This is from Jenny Gian from German Mills Public School, grade 8, then grade 8, age 14. And this one received a first prize and was written in 2011. Here I stand. I had a home somewhere far beyond the horizon. Freedom, health, and nutrition, things I had in reach. Now, it all lies in the ashes below. There is no space where I stand, under the deep holes pierced by bombs, hidden between all the people, soaked in blood and vomit. Here I stand. A wary cry comes from below, a sound which has no hope. I listen carefully, and I hear it again. Now the crowd is silently moving, and the voice whimpers as the people push, all wanting to be first to the promised land. I have a little faith in my soul, only I reach out with my battered hands for a small child crying in anguish. Here I stand, unknown. Nice poem from Jenny Gian. Moving on to Amrit Kaur Babar from Morningstar Middle School, then grade 7, age 12. First prize, winner, written in 2010. It is called I Am. I am a child working at the age of 5. I am a human being tortured in the form of a girl. I am looking for a better life, healthier water, happiness. I am an orphan. I am the death in poor countries. I am the reality of poverty. I am a slave thrown into prison for disobeying. I am an open-minded refugee giving back all that's known. I am a bomb that falls apart in war. I am sorrow. I am holding on to the terrible past, but letting go of the wonderful future. I am hiding for shelter, just to live, and looking for joy to live out the pain. I am a disgrace for some cultures, and a subject of racism. I am a mother fighting for her children's rights. I am a life dropping like a roller coaster. I am a refugee, but no one seems to care. I am drowning in my own tears. I am shouts of freedom. I am dying before I am born. I am an empty plate for hungry stomachs and a burden in my parents' eyes. I am sold away to an unknown world. I am culture after culture being split apart. I am raising my voice, but then I die. I am discrimination. I am dirty water in the freshwater pond. I am alone growing my own home. I have suffered enough, and now I deserve joy. But still, I am a refugee calling out for rights. A really compelling, deep poem by Amrit. The I am stands out to me and really gives emphasis on the personal experiences and the personal struggles that refugees go through. And just, it really talks about, in metaphorical sense, the realities of discrimination and hate and just the lack of care that refugees in new countries experience when they first arrive, or, you know, even after years of living here, from the people. And just terrible. I think it's just terrible, and I think that people should be, I think that it should be, you know, raised awareness, the treatment of minorities, refugees in countries like Canada and everywhere else. But I think this poem really hits out to many people deeply in their hearts, and I Am was an amazing poem. The next one is called Escape by Mercedes Killen, from Christ the King, then grade 8, age 13, receiving a first prize. This poem was written in 2009. Escape. I could taste the flavor of our vivid nation on my tongue, which the hostility and bloodshed managed to dilute. For I cherished its warmth, embraced the spirit, and counseled its youth. Yet, with my entire body trembling, I laid down on the racked surface I knew as the floor. Tears streamed down my rueful face as the sun's rays beat down on my broken body, and I yearned to flee through the door. The aching in my heart simply wanted relief, for any remedy to chase away the fear. Each day the tears became greater, flooding my distressed soul that knew of the heartless soldiers marching near. With escape as my only choice, my heart began to race. I choked on my breath as sweat trickled down my skin and desperately prayed for grace. My sister and I packed our entire lives into a mere few torn-up bags, kissed the village goodbye, and grasped each other's shaking hands. This is also a really compelling piece of work for Mercedes at just the age of 13. You know, folks, please keep in mind that the poems that I am reading to you guys, it's literally from children and kids, the youth. And the amount of creativity, enthusiasm, and talent that these kids have is just crazy to me. And the way they articulate each word and sentences into deep, meaningful lessons, I think, is really cool. And I really hope that these kids, you know, it was written more than 15, 20 years ago. And so I hope they keep writing and are keep writing to this day. And this poem, Escape, I think is talking about escaping from their original country where there was war and hardships, and just the nervousness and anxiety that they feel from you know, choosing to come over to a brand new country that they know nothing about, really speaks and is emphasized through this poem, Escape. The next poem is from Kaylin Beard from Homeland Senior Public School, then grade 8, age 13, and this one received a second place prize, and it was written in 2011, called Just One Word. Doubts and worries run through our heads. We think the same thoughts. Is he okay? Was coming here right? Was he afraid? Could he understand? Could they understand? Finally, we go. To pick him up from his first day, we wait, tense, for him to tell us how it was. He gives a happy smile and says, simple, good. Relief floods over us as we relax. The teacher tells us how wonderful it was. He fits right in, and for this, we beam at our son's good. Small, but can make all the difference in the world, just one word. Now, this poem, I think, you know, it kind of, I could kind of relate to this poem. You know, I had some struggles in school too with adjusting when I was young. I think it was just because I was a bit shy, but you know, just seeing through my experience with many people around me who also had kids or were kids, like my friends, just seeing a lot of parents becoming really happy and just, I'm not sure how to explain this. I've realized that just one word can express many things in positive ways. And I saw many parents and people becoming better people and acquiring positive minds just because of that one word their son or daughter kind of spat out at them. You know, it may not have had a significant meaning when the kid was saying it, but for the parents, I think that was, you know, a huge deal. And so, another really good piece of work from Kaylin. The next one is from Simona Presuto from St. Monica School, grade 8, then age 13, receiving a second place prize, and this was written in 2010. The poem is called Human Rights, Giving the Issue More Than a Second Thought. Close your eyes, look away, turn a blind eye to the hard fact that 855 million people are illiterate and 70% of those people are women. Think about starving yourself to be skinny as 15 million children die each year because they can't choose if they want to starve or not. Don't think about how for the price of one missile, a school full of hungry children could eat lunch every day for 5 full years. Why should we care that in 1991, Indonesian troops shot hundreds of mourners at the Santa Cruz Cemetery in Dili, East Timor? After all, it's not happening to us until it does. Until it's our relatives who can't enter America or can't eat because the war drove them from their homes or are killed for no good reason. Then we care, because it turned into our problem. A really impactful message from Simona. And I think she had, or he had, many problems in, or saw many problems related to this. And what I emphasize, and what everyone should emphasize and prioritize, is to never stay quiet. And I'm not saying to, you know, pick up fights with everyone, but just have some care, you know, decency, having some decency and having the courage to stand up for somebody receiving, you know, discrimination or some sort of unfair treatment from others is always a good thing. Standing up for the people, you know, we're all brothers and sisters in this world. And so I think that's Simona Presuto, great work, great message. And I think it's, and I think all the poems that I've read so far are messages that every single person in this world should hear and learn from. So good piece of work, Simona. Now, before we move on, it's already 5:50, and so I will play our last song of the day from Aza Nabuko. She is based in Vancouver, BC, 18-year-old multi-instrumentalist is rapidly gaining attention in the music scene. Aza's unique sound merges chill-out indie with dynamic pop and alternative influences. Her music resonates with authenticity, drawing from personal experiences and insight, crafted both as a form of self-expression and to reach those who need to hear her message. This is Aza Nabuko's Fade Away.
I still remember your smile. It's been gone a million years. The taste of lemonade and sugar sweet you. And time again, the sea turns to a tree. The lips of mine and yours, you and me. But I always felt so small, and with you
was Aza Nabuko's Fade Away. I've only played a part of the song just because of, you know, time management, but please check the three artists out, Aza Nabuko, Desiree Dawson, and Madison Gifford. Now, unfortunately, it's time to wrap up, but I for sure will continue on with these youth poems from the youth in my future episodes, so please check it out for the future ones. But yeah, thank you all for joining Justice Lit again. I will be back every Tuesday for a month for now, so tune in to more poetry, songs, and book reviews, or any sort of literature review or topics. Please, everyone, if you guys have any recommendations related to literature that you guys want me to go over or discuss about, please feel free to let me know. And yeah, it was also a great day today. Beautiful weather, so please take advantage of the heat. I will see you next Tuesday at 5 o'clock. Have a safe evening. Thank you all. Bye.